Last February, in a one-hour radio interview, Jeff Younger told me the story of his battle to save his then six-year-old son, James. When James was three, his mother, Jeff's ex-wife, began dressing and treating him as a girl. She began taking him to a transgender-affirming therapist, and she obtained a court order enjoining Jeff from dressing James as a boy for school, from teaching him that he is a boy, and from providing religious teachings about sexuality and gender. She has even dressed James as a little drag queen for FaceTime communications with his dad. James' mother instructed school authorities that he be treated as a girl. He arrives at school dressed as a girl and obediently answers to his girl name, Luna. But when James is with his dad and twin brother Jude, he's all boy. When he's with family friends, he plays with the boys as a boy. In fact, one dad in whose home James plays says he vehemently refuses toys, games, and clothing that could be even the slightest bit feminine. This little boy, now age 7, is being socially transitioned to become a trans female, a process being orchestrated by his mother, a pediatrician. To stop this, Jeff has been attempting to get more custodial authority over James and Jude. Last week, a judge granted Jeff some authority for medical decisions. Jeff is desperate to prevent James from being subjected to the first step in a medical transition, which can occur as early as age 8 with puberty-blocking medication. Surgical castration and hormones for life are the next steps. Amazingly, some doctors provide this unethical treatment. This is child abuse. James' story has finally gotten the attention of the Texas governor and attorney general. Hopefully, they will take strong action and recommend legislation to protect James and other children who are victims of this destructive agenda and some really bad parenting. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.